The FBI is investigating illegal visa sales from inside the nation's busiest foreign consulate in Juarez, Mexico. NPR has learned that one consular official has already been convicted of visa fraud, and other high-ranking officers are under investigation. Court records show the guilty employee accepted thousands of dollars in cash, loans, and gifts in return for expediting visa applications. A senior U.S. government official told NPR that the visa scandal is serious and the State Department is embarrassed by it. Recipients of the illegal visas included legitimate businessmen, but also drug traffickers, as NPR's John Burnett reports from Juarez.
A U.S. consular employee was convicted in an El Paso federal court 2 weeks ago for accepting bribes and gratuities in return for expediting visa approvals. Court testimony shows that Arcelia Betanzas helped 497 people get visas, most of them common border crossing cards, from 1998 to 1999, at a time when other officials made fewer than 10 referrals a year. FBI Special Agent Art Werge.
Where she went beyond the norm was in issuing a voluminous amount of referrals, number one, and number two, for getting paid for them.
Around the world, visa referrals are an accepted way for a U.S. consulate to garner favor among important local officials whose friendship is valuable for American foreign policy. It's common, for instance, to expedite a tourist visa for a police chief or a mayor. But the consular official must know the person, warns Assistant U.S. Attorney Brandy Gardis.
If I'm referring somebody I don't know, the chance is there that I'm making a referral for a drug dealer, a thief, a criminal of some sort.
And that's just what happened in the Juarez visa scam. While most of the illegal visas appeared to go to friends and legitimate businessmen, others did not. In the summer of 1999, as part of a multi-state narcotics investigation called Operation Southwest Express, federal agents busted a major drug smuggling ring whose principals lived in San Diego, California. Again, the FBI's Art Werge.
And I found out that the San Diego drug traffickers were buying visas from the consulate in Juarez. And I tracked down how those individuals got those visas, and they were genuine visas, and they were paying money for them. And that's when I identified R.C. Betanzas.
Though the Juarez investigation began more than 2 years ago, the indiscriminate sale of visas is even more dangerous today with the threat of terrorism.
In my mind, after 9/11, and I think most people realize that it is an extremely serious matter.
Charges of visas for bribes are not new inside the U.S. consulate in Juarez. A former consular official, now living in Texas, said the consulate had the reputation as a problem child. The ex-Foreign Service employee, who asked not to be named, said there have been other reports of visa fixing over the past decade, but they were either overlooked or hushed up. This is the first conviction. But Art Werge of the FBI says they are pursuing more accusations against other suspects.
Do you believe this is bigger than Ms. Betanzas?
Yes.
How much bigger?
Based on allegations that I've received, several higher-ranking officials may have, participated, done the same things.
That she did.
Right.
R.C. Betanzas is a 39-year-old divorced mother of two, born in Mexico and a naturalized U.S. citizen. She worked in the consulate's communications department. She faces a total of 8 years in prison for her offenses. Witnesses testified that she accepted $2,500 for recommending a Juarez restaurant owner for an investor's visa after he had been denied an earlier application. In September 1998, she referred Mexican prize fighter Julio Cesar Chavez and his entourage for visas so that they could travel to Las Vegas, where he was to fight Oscar De La Hoya. Again, Prosecutor Brandy Gardes.
In return, the evidence showed Ms. Betanzas was given an all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas, the Mirage Hotel, tickets to the fight. Everything was picked up and paid for by Julio Cesar Chavez.
In another incident, Betanzas accepted loans totaling $15,000 from a wealthy Juarez racetrack owner named Jose Maria Guardia. In return, the evidence showed she arranged for 40 to 50 visas for Guardia, his friends, associates, and family. Contacted at his home in El Paso, Guardia insisted he did nothing wrong in seeking quick approval for his B1, B2, or laser visa. It's a Latin thing, he explained.
The United States was going to give me the visa either way. And then instead of waiting 2 months to have your laser visa in Mexico City, she helped and you get it in 5-10 days here because she helped to be expedited quickly. You follow me? So on my case, it's no problema because she was my friend.
On the stand, Arzy Betanzas testified that she was blameless and the gifts she accepted came from friends with no attachments. Her El Paso attorney refused to return calls seeking comment. The U.S. State Department also declined to issue a statement. Instead, it made available a senior U.S. official with expertise on border consular affairs. He spoke on background. The official conceded the visa section had been, in his words, too informal. People got loose, he said. The pressures to help out a friend took its toll. It's human nature. He added, I'm glad she was caught and convicted. He said the consulate was processing 3,000 people a day in 1999, which was simply too heavy a workload. He said the number is now down to 2,000 a day, and that visa referral procedures have been tightened up. What's more, the consulate's 55 U.S. employees will undergo enhanced ethics training. The U.S. consulate in Juarez is housed in a compound of one-story buildings that occupy three city blocks on a busy commercial boulevard. They're surrounded by cafes, clinics, hotels, and travel agencies, all of which depend on the daily traffic generated by the huge white-walled consulate. Bogus visa scams are common on the sidewalks around this and other U.S. consulates, but people on the street in Juarez were shocked to hear that visas were for sale on the inside. It's a big surprise because we understand this is the American consulate. They don't accept bribes or mordidas. They don't do business this way, said Miguel Rios, a handyman from Chicago. He was eating tacos with his father-in-law at a cafe across the street from the consulate. Rios said his in-laws waited more than a year for an appointment at the consulate. They drove 3 days from Chicago to Juarez and waited 7 hours to see a consular officer. Then the visas were denied. In Mexico, unfortunately, we're accustomed to bribes, he continued. But I tried to do things legally, without paying a mordida. We tried to abide by the law, and we were denied. Maybe it would have been different if I'd offered a bribe. But I cannot afford a bribe, he concluded with a shrug. Those visas they're selling, they're only for millionaires. John Burnett, NPR News, Juarez, Mexico.